What's up, everybody? Here we are, engaged, having a day. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day on this wonderful Tuesday. We're in real time, ladies and gentlemen. I love the fact that we're recording almost it's every day now on the day. So anyway, thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. We're going to call this one 5 years. And I want to tell you a story. I was 23, and Dr. Brian Simmons at the time had a church in a little coastal New England town called West Haven, Connecticut. Most of you probably never been there. It was a big church, thousands of people, and he had a conference. He had a prophetic conference, and these were one of those conferences where people would pay money, and they're there all day. Like, the 10 a.m. session gets thousands of people showing up, you know? And this conference, I was a street preacher. So he had me do the 2 p.m. session, which was, I was down, I'm excited. And I remember going to the 10 a.m. session because I just wanted to get a feel for the conference, the speakers, all that stuff. So, man, I'm legit a preacher right off the streets. And the first session is packed. John Paul Jackson, right? Prophetic hero, icon. I didn't know who he was. This dude gets up there, lifts open a laptop, starts doing a PowerPoint presentation. And it was like one of the most boring things you've ever seen. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is ridiculous. This guy's a prophet. I'm like, this ain't a biblical prophet. I mean, he is and was. But at the time, I'm right off the street. This is my first glimpse of him. I thought, this is boring. So I took a couple guys with me. These are all ex-drug addicts, gang members, you know. I'm like, let's go to Yale University. So we went to, while the session's going on, we go to Yale, and we just start delivering all these people off the street, right? Guys just wrecking people. And I remember somebody gets delivered off of, like, the guy smelled like alcohol. We prayed over him, cast a devil out of him. He got completely sober. And he reached in his jacket and pulls out, like, I don't know, like a bottle of, it was like Jack Daniels or something. I don't know, some hard liquor that was in a small bottle. And one of my friends said, well, what do you want to do with the liquor? And I said, dude, let's bring it to the church service. I'm giving you a disclaimer that I was 22 years old and I was freshly saved, ladies and gentlemen. So I said, let's bring it to the service. And another friend of mine was like, man, let's just keep going and see if we what kind of artifacts we can bring to the meeting. Probably solely for shock value. So we go there. A lot of people get delivered, by the way. So we head over to the finishing up of the meeting. And it rolls right into the 2 o'clock session. So, worship, I get up. Man, I'm just going off. Fire of God, power of God, miracles, demons coming out. You know, I'm just going off. And I don't remember what point of the meeting it was, but, like, I busted out the alcohol. I was, like, on the front row where all the important people were. I was shaking the bottle on them, telling them to smell it, saying this is what revival smells like. I mean, I was wild, right? I'm throwing, like, needles and blunts on the altar. I'm like, this is what deliverance looks like. I mean, I'm just really, like, just raw power, you know? Meeting's over, bodies everywhere, lives transformed, deliverance, healing, all that stuff. I go to the back room, and there's the prophet waiting for me. And he sits down with me, looks me in my face, and he says, years ago, guys like you were a dime a dozen. And now it's pretty rare to see. But he looks me dead in my face and says, I want you to know I'm not impressed with your anointing. Show me where you're going to be in 5 years. And I was like, yo. Since we're on the subject of not being impressed by anointings, you know what I mean? But I always look back on that moment because he wasn't asking me, and he wasn't telling me I'm not going to be here in 5 years. What he was saying was, your yes brought you to this point, and now your continual yes will bring you to where you want to go, where God has for you. See, obedience, friends, is everything. I talked to a minister a couple days ago. Listen, people call me from the past. People call me from the present. It's not guaranteed once you've touched God once that it's going to continue. Right? Holy Spirit came on him and remained. There's something about remaining. Holy Spirit's going to come to you and then in you. There's something about the in you that has to be cultivated. This is not a one-time thing. And unfortunately, so many people, you might have said yes in the 80s or the 90s or even 5 years ago. Let's see where you're going to be in 5 years. Because the yes that got you here is going to be even greater to get you to the next place. And I'm telling you flat out, people stop being great because they stop saying yes. We are not surrounded in a culture that wants us to say yes and obey. I'm talking about radical obedience right now. God, whatever you ask me to do, I'll do. What do you want me to give? Where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to serve? Who are you asking me to reach out on the streets? Whatever it is. Because obedience is everything. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, who learned obedience through the things that he went through, if Jesus had to learn obedience, we have some work to do. And so today, look, the yes is all you got. I was at a little hotel a couple days ago in Orlando, and there was like big old oversized checkers and chess on the lawn. And my son says, Daddy, do you know how to play chess or checkers? And so we went and we're kind of playing. So there's this massive... And my son doesn't know how to play chess. There's this massive chess board, like oversized. You've seen them. They're huge. The pawns, the pieces are as big as my son. And we laid out the chess board, laid out the pieces, and I'm looking at my son on the other side of the chess board. I could barely see his head, and he's looking at me on my side. And as I'm looking at that chess board, I'm reminded that all we have is a chessboard in front of us. And when God moves, we make a move out of obedience. And when he moves, we move again. And when he moves, we move again. And that is the beautiful life in God. I'm also reminded of times that I've looked at heroes that I thought were great, people, elders in the church, people that were spiritually mature, and at some of the lowest points of their life, I reminded them about the chessboard, had visions about it. I remember this one guy in particular had a vision of a chessboard, and the Lord said, I've moved years ago. It's time to do what I've told you to do. Make a move. Eek. And so that chessboard reminded me, all we have is a yes. All we have is moves. All we have is obedience. And your move in the 70s isn't working. Your move last year isn't working. It's a continual yes. Walking with the Holy Spirit, living in the realms of God. Because I'm telling you, you're a couple no's away from being in a bad, dry place. That's why it's so essential to have counsel. Look, wisdom's found in a multitude of them. You can't just walk around willy-nilly thinking you're going to make this thing happen. It ain't going to happen. All we have is our yes. And when we stop giving him that, then we dry up and find ourselves in a bad place. Because I don't believe that life is a blown tire. I don't believe you're going to wake up, oh man, why am I in such a bad place? No, the tire leaked years ago when you didn't listen to the Lord. The tire leaked years ago when God gave you grace to help you and you didn't do it. And so today, where's your yes? And what is it attached to? Your yes can't be attached to conditional provision. Your yes can't be attached to, well, if you bring Mr. Right, I'll really believe. No, your yes is yes. Lord, I don't know what the question is, but the answer is yes. I don't know what you're asking me to do, but the answer, I don't know what it's going to cost, but the answer is yes. all you have is your yes. And let's see where you're going to be in 5 years.